This is Fresh Air. Spike Lee's new movie, Chi-Raq, is an adaptation of the ancient Greek comedy Lysistrata. The female title character, whose name means army disbander, convinces the women of Greece to withhold sex as a way to get their men to stop fighting the Peloponnesian War. Lee's version is set in the present on the south side of Chicago. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The great classic plays aren't dead plays. A change in emphasis or setting, and they bloom anew, as suited to our times as the first day they were staged. With Chi-Raq, Spike Lee rekindles the flames of Aristophanes' anti-war satire in verse, Lysistrata. He shifts the battlefield from distant Troy to the streets of Chicago, where young black males kill young black males, although the fallen include bystanders, some children. The title is a combination of Chicago and Iraq, that is, a war zone. Chi-Raq is also the nickname of a rap star, played by Nick Cannon, who happens to be the boyfriend of a bombshell by the name of Lysistrata, played by Teyonah Parris with all cylinders blasting, swinging her hips and buttonholing the camera. Is this really the actress who played Dawn Chambers, Don Draper's African-American secretary on Mad Men, who kept most of her thoughts and private life to herself? After an introduction from Samuel L. Jackson as a Greek chorus who strolls through the film in natty three-piece suits, Chi-Raq segues to a club and a rap number filled with violent imagery, followed by a shootout that leaves two dead. Not long after, a mother, played by Jennifer Hudson, discovers the body of her 11-year-old daughter in the street, accidentally killed in a drive-by shooting. Lysistrata has an epiphany. She rounds up other girlfriends of gang members, including rival gangs, for a sit-down.
I'm down for the cause, but how? We force our men to negotiate peace by exercising self-control and total abstinence from knocking the boots.
Man, you really think something like that could bring peace?
Y'all know the power we have over them withholding just a day. A week.
Ooh.
Imagine a month. A year. Oh, they gonna bring the peace.
Suppose that the men just dump us.
If we all hold out, who can they go to?
The Fox.
Them hoes over there.
Well, we will enlist them too. If we want our men alive, we want our babies to thrive, we gonna have to organize.
Lysistrata's chant, repeated roughly 600 times in the course of Chi-Raq, is no peace, no, well, it's too profane for radio. The women's action leads to stylized musical numbers, vaudevillian skits, and scenes of bureaucrats sputtering wildly after 75 women take possession of an armory with hostages. Lee takes a broad, slapdash approach, but that's what works for Aristophanes, whose slangy, gloriously smutty comedies don't play well cleaned up. This adaptation, which he wrote with Kevin Wilmot and makes verse out of street language, has a lot of groaners, but more than enough punch. The thing is, Lee's movies, his joints as he calls them, can be overfull of messages. He's less interested in behavior and more in signposts, with every shot a kind of Brechtian placard. But that's exactly what Lysistrata calls for. Chi-Raq has everything great agitprop needs, including a centerpiece sermon over the coffin of that little girl, delivered by John Cusack, his character modeled on Catholic priest and activist Michael Flegger. The priest holds up a gun for the stunned congregation of mourners, saying it came from an Indiana gun show where its buyers could bypass Chicago's strict laws. He says our politicians are, quote, in the pocket of the National Rifle Association, and speaks of young black males going from third-rate schools to first-rate high-tech prisons. He also blames a community in which not one witness to the shooting will come forward. That's the realism part of Chirac, which includes scenes of real shooting victims talking to the camera, real mothers holding blown-up photos of real lost children, and a sober, angry turn by Angela Bassett as a grieving neighbor of Lysistrata. But even the broader performances by Nick Cannon and Wesley Snipes as Cyclops, a one-eyed member of the Trojans gang, and D.B. Sweeney as the mayor, don't wink at the audience. This is comedy, not camp. It's serious business. I spent time in my 20s traveling around Europe, seeing political theater, cabarets, melodramas, some staged in pubs at lunchtime, some in union halls. It wasn't all good, but it was urgent and alive. Chirac made me every bit as exhilarated. And Lee hasn't just let his movie do the railing. He's been leading marches in Chicago and New York. He has made a message movie that's sexy, brash, and potent, a powerful weapon in its own right.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. On Monday's Fresh Air, novelist Rick Moody. He and his wife were having an unpleasant stay at a hotel.
And at some point, Laurel, my wife, said, "We should review this hotel."
That became the inspiration for his new book, Hotels of America, told in short online reviews by a man who's proud to be one of the top reviewers on RateYourLodging.com. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancuda. Please pray for my city. Hurry up. Please pray for my city. Too much hate in my city. Too many heartaches in my city. But I got faith in my city. This Chirac and I love that. You can't take away from my city. Some can't relate to my city. They die every day in my city. Real talk, I lost plenty. But I'm still out here getting it on the block with my...